Welcome to the Projector Movement podcast. My name's Charlie and I'm the founder of the Projector Movement, and I'm extremely excited to bring you this podcast from the whole Projector Movement team. We'll be bringing you stories, conversations, and life experiences as projectors. We first and foremost honor each individual at their core and let human design be a guide, not a rule book, in our lives. We'll dive deep into topics that bring your projector essence alive. This is for you, the 20% of the world that is inherently different than everybody else. We're projectors, we're different, and we love it. Hello everyone, Charlie here from the Projector Movement. I'm here in Bali at the moment, more specifically Uluwatu, down the bottom on the west coast of Bali. And I wanted to share with you a little bit about the gift of being a projector and some things that you can start to unravel and start to peel back the layers within your own psyche, within reality, and some of the gifts that can be shown as projectors. So as a projector, you're connected to the unmanifested world. You're connected to source energy. You know, there's a veil between this material world and the non-material world. When we die, do we actually die? There's unseen realms, and projectors have been here, sent here 250 years ago roughly, to reconnect this material world back to the truth, back to something far greater than this material things that humanity has got stuck in. We've got stuck in the pleasure of the material world. We've got stuck in the pain of the material world. We've got stuck in our ego, in our identity, in our beliefs, in our thoughts, when we all come from oneness. We all come from this ocean of beingness, of nothingness. And projectors, in a way, are here with an access to that, to bring humanity back home. So therefore, us as projectors, we have a beautiful access point into the unseen realms, into synchronicities, into being guided, being shown. If we have the eyes to see and the ears to hear, we will be able to tap into something beyond just logic, or if I can't see it, it's not real. You know, these type of belief patterns that society is coming from. But we're moving into a totally different world, and projectors are here to seed in that new world, and you're here to bring your inner world out. And if you do that in an aligned way with your gifts, with your purpose, with your passion, then invitations will come your way, recognition will come your way, and ultimately success will come your way in all areas of life. I wanted to share a personal story that I was piecing together yesterday, and there's multiple elements, and you know, might be a little far-fetched, it might be, depends, you know, depends where you're listening from. But for me, it was beautifully orchestrated, and I could see how life was moving, guiding, teaching. So a couple of months ago, I had a coffee cup reading with this amazing woman in Australia, Melbourne, and a friend of mine had one previously, and you know, he'd shared multiple things that actually, you know, come true. This is more a fortune teller predictor, that you drink some of the coffee with your intention, you flip it over, you hold it, you take it up, and then you can look at how the coffee powder has formulated in the cup, and it's an art. And she's been doing it since she was 7 years old, and maybe she was 60 years at this stage. And multiple things she said actually had already come true over the last couple of months. And I was like, wow, she said that, like this is quite fascinating. And yesterday there was a little moon in my coffee cup. It was multiple things, say 30 different elements that she focused in on in terms of past, present, future, different things. But there was this little moon, and she was like, at this moon, something will come through. And yesterday, I was sharing with Sarah some of the things that have been going on in my reality that I've been seeing, which I'll share about here. And at the same time, this was at like 3 p.m. in the daytime in Bali. And at the same time, Sarah goes, "Whoa, look at that moon." And instantly I knew intuitively, I was like, that's the exact shape of the moon that was in my coffee cup. And what we'd been speaking about was really profound. And I was like, ah, this is the moment that she was referring to, that something would click into place. Anyway, this is going to get a little interesting for some, maybe for others, not interesting at all. But I was sharing with Sarah, like, there's been this dynamic between I've always felt, physical illness, even if it's an impact injury or whatever, there's always a psychosomatic, emotional, spiritual connection at the root. And so I'm always looking, at times for the deeper meaning, or if something happens, oh, what does that actually mean? Or, let's say back in California in Joshua Tree, I go for a walk and I see 8 coyotes. I'm going to be like, oh, what does the coyote mean? What medicine is that actually teaching me and bringing in? So anyway, something had been happening, the coffee cup reader had that, and then in Bali, there's been this dynamic going on, metaphorically but also real. And in Sarah's coffee cup, there was a symbol of a snake. So this was like the initial, like, there was like a snake, and then come to Bali. And so it's this dynamic between the frog and the snake. And I'm going to try and piece it together as best as I can for you, but so in Ubud, randomly in our room, I like walk past, and there's like this frog like sitting on the balcony. It's like it can't really get up there, like it doesn't fully make sense how a frog could be here. And I was like, whoa. And I saw this frog, and Sarah didn't really see it. She saw something jump and she thought it was like a bug or something. I'm like, no, it was like a full frog, like I saw it. And I was like, wow, what does the frog mean? What does the frog mean? So I was tracking that. Then go back about 2 weeks ago, I see a snake here where we're staying. And I just see it out of the corner of my eye. It's a very thin, and it sort of just goes, and I was like, that was a snake. So there's a frog and there's a snake. And then about 5 days ago, I'm doing some breath work, cold plunging with a guy here from the resort and another guy. And he hears this noise, like a wee, and he's like, that's a frog being eaten by a snake. And I'm like, no. And he's like, yeah. Like, we walk down this path and I look, and there's this snake, it's like thin, like eating, like with its mouth around a frog. And I'm like, that's so intense. I was like, okay. And the other two guys are like, oh, that's amazing. I'm gonna like go back and film it. And I was just like, oh wow, that's like pretty intense. And within 5 seconds, they got their phones, went back, and it had gone. So like, I saw this thing, and it was like, and at this stage, I wasn't fully tracking like the frog and the snake, like, but then it was like, boom, the snake like eating the frog. And then a few days ago, I go to sort of a secret beach here in Uluwatu. It's sort of, it's not fully secret, but it's, no one really goes there. You have to walk down like 20 minutes all the way down. And I do a prayer and say thank you to the land. And I used to live in Bali about 6 years ago. And I wasn't as connected to the unseen world back then as I am now. And I wasn't as connected to prayer, to the ancestors, to ceremony, to respecting the land that we walk upon. The door just creaked open. What am I going to mean of it? Now we can take it a bit too far if we start making meaning out of everything. But when something starts to come through. Anyway, So I did a prayer on the land, just thanking the land because I was coming onto the land, which not many people go here in Bali. Within a couple of minutes, a native Balinese man comes running up to me and he's like, oh, I want to show you these healing plants. Come. And I'm just like, okay, that's like super, super random. Like I've done this prayer, like he didn't see me. I kept walking for a couple of minutes. And then all of a sudden he's like, no, like follow me, follow me, follow me. Like going into the forest and he's pointing out these specific healing plants. And anyway, so that was that. And then I'm coming back up and I remember about 6 years previously, me and my ex-partner did a photo shoot around this land. And in that moment, I was guided to apologize for that because I was just a little bit ignorant around just going onto indigenous land that is not native to my own. And even if it's just lots of photos, in a way that's, you know, taking from the land. So I apologized for that. And anyway, get back on my scooter, driving home. And I see this water sort of thing creeping across the road. I'm like going decently fast, but it's sort of coming across. And it literally goes in front, just like a stream of water. And I like run over it like this. Anyway, my mind is like, then it started to piece together something. I wasn't really thinking of it, but I was in a bit of like that unseen world a little bit. And I was like, I just cut the head off the snake. And I was like, anyway, then yesterday I'm doing yoga and I leave to go to the bathroom and I walk back to our, it's like a, you know, 20 second walk, open the door and I hear this like thunk and I look behind and there's a frog like that is literally fallen. As I've walked through, this frog has fallen poof, on the ground. And I'm just like, oh, what is going on? There's something between this snake and this frog. And going back the previous night, I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm like, go to the bathroom. You know, this isn't, I'm not normally like this, like, oh, this is happening, or what does this mean, or oh, this is this animal, you know, I'm pretty grounded and here as well. But for whatever reason, sometimes when maybe the veil's a little thinner, I start to, you know, tap in. I do have gate 57, the gate of intuitive clarity. I've got seven open centers, I'm a splenic projector, Scorpio moon, you know, that I do have an intuitive capacity. And I go to the bathroom and I'm like, there's a snake in the bathroom. Just randomly, I'm like, okay, well, I don't know if there's like actually a snake because we're at a nice place. Snakes aren't just going to come into the bathroom. But like something like spiritually was like, there's a snake in the bathroom. So then that was the previous night. And then I walk and the frog drops and I'm like, and I walk into the bathroom. And I see all these ants and I'm like, what? And I'm following the ants and it's a worm, but instantly, intuitively, I'm like, that's representing the snake. And this worm, snake, worm, was dead and the ants were eating it. And anyway, so It was like this snake ate the frog, and then the frog was like, no, I'm back alive, and then the snake dies, and then all these things were happening. And I'm not going to go too much further into, it was a lot about death and rebirth. It was a lot about, the snake kills the frog, but then the frog comes back and kills the snake. It was also about certain healing spaces. And when I was sharing that with Sarah, because Sarah is very much connected to these other realms, and projectors have access to these realms. It's how much, everyone can go at different levels. I like to be grounded here and, open myself up in that way. I think a lot of people can go a bit far as well. But so I was sharing that with Sarah, and I was receiving, I'm like, oh, I'm actually going to take, like, these are the steps that I can see this story within my own psyche. It was like very obviously for me to see this frog, boom, this other frog that jumped off the balcony, the snake eating the frog, literally, that's what was happening. I'd never seen that before. And then I was like, that night the snake died, and then it was like literally being eaten by the ants. All these things, it was like, I understood what I had to do. And in that moment, we were just talking about it. So I was like, oh my gosh, look at that moon. And it was the exact shape in the coffee cup. And it was just a profound moment, and it will impact multiple decisions throughout the year, and places I'm actually going to go, and healing spaces that I'm actually going to go into. And so I just wanted to share that. Another thing, along those same lines, which was interesting, is I'd heard about, there's different healing modalities, and I've been interested for the last 12 years in many, many different types. Now, one is bee stings. They've been used as healing. It awakens our immune system when we get stung by a bee. Now, you don't want to be allergic, so, but there's a person here in Bali that has a beehive, and any dead or dying bee, so it's not just like, getting healthy bees, and because when they sting you, they die. It's ones that are actually on the way out, those ones are used. But when the stinger goes into you, it activates your immune system, and many people have healed from, different things in the neck, knee. I'm not advising anyone to do this. It's a unique decision and choice. But anyway, I decided to try it, and I got a few bee stings on certain parts of my body, which definitely activated my immune system in a powerful way. I'm not allergic, but it was fascinating in like the unseen world of like just seeing certain things. So I'm literally, I drive like, a while away on the scooter. I haven't seen Sarah for a couple of hours, and she sends a photo, and I look, but I don't fully open it, and it hasn't fully loaded on WhatsApp, but I can just see she's by the pool, and I'm like, oh, cool. And then I take a photo, and there's actually a bee on me, and the stinger, and I send it to her, just so I'm like, oh, I'm doing the therapy. And she's like, did you see what I sent you? I'm like, no, I haven't loaded yet. And then I look, and she sent it like 30 seconds before. A bee had literally landed on her leg, and that maybe hasn't happened, in like 10 years or whatever. But at the same time, a bee was on her as a bee was on me. And I showed the guy who was doing the bees for me, and he's like, hang on, I've never heard of that. That's not possible. But just these reminders and synchronicities, and as we open ourselves up to these magical moments of life guiding us in ways far beyond our comprehension. And sometimes there's these little openings of like a portal, or like these little gifts or reminders, or where it's like, yeah, that's not a coincidence. Life is powerfully playing through and orchestrating and the more that we can open ourselves up as projectors and ride the wave and decondition and flow in this brilliant orchestration, once again, far beyond our comprehension, magic starts to open up. So I just wanted to share a bit of my journey here in Bali on our honeymoon. Lots of learnings, lots of teachings, lots of magic, lots of challenges, all of it. And just deep gratitude once again to Bali, to the land here, to the natives of Bali, how they move into ceremony on a daily basis, give offerings, give prayer, and spend so much time and attention doing that. And I think that's something that I can learn from, seeing how much presence and care and attention and resources and time and money that they actually put into creating their offerings, giving offerings. And it's beautiful. And I think that's a huge part of why Bali does hold a magical element, through the spirits here, through the land, through the synchronicities. It's a very potent and magical place. So with that, thank you for listening along if you've made it this far, and many blessings to you. Thank you for tuning in. We love that you're here with us. If you're not already part of our community over on Instagram, come and join us at Projector Movement. We also have an amazing free webinar for projectors over on our website, along with some magical offerings that will serve as a guide in your life and will ignite your projector spirit. Head over to www.projectormovement.com. Until next time, journey well.